You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet, brought to you by yours truly, Heather Carmona, A1R Psychic Radio, and of course, the old universe. Today, I decided to kind of do something a little different just because it's been coming up a lot lately. But we're going to talk about shadow work today. Shadow work in astrology, shadow work in your birth chart. But wait, let's talk about some sponsors before we get into that. For a sponsor of the day, High Class Grass, highclassgrass.com on Amazon, eBay, Walmart, TikTok. Plant-based company owned by myself and my business partner. And we're actually kind of like going to start doing some different stuff here where we're testing different products and we're giving our reactions to the different plant-based products. So if you're on a plant-based journey, like I have been for the past 13 years, or you just want to try like some new healthier snacks, check us out on one of those platforms where we post reviews about plant-based snacks. And eventually we're going to include them in our subscription plant-based snack boxes that we're working on putting together. But anyway, that's one order of business. Second order of business, our second sponsor of the day is Lighthouse Center, lighthousecenterinc.org. That is my grandmother's meditation center in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. If you're in the area, stop by and see it. Or check them out online. I know they do some online stuff. Anyway, go to a meditation, go to a class, whatever your heart desires, but check them out. And then, you know, I just felt like doing show and tell, because does anyone remember in grade school when you had show and tell? It was like the best day ever, I think, anyway. So today I'm going to show you a gift I got from the universe. This was a while back. I actually found this. I found it at a holistic fair, and we tried to search for the owner. No one claimed it, but anyway, long story short, I ended up with it. But isn't that cool? It's a druzy quartz amethyst skull head. But it's one of my most prized possessions that I was gifted from the universe. I don't know. It's just fascinating to me. Got the different holes in it. It's got the amethyst on one side. I found it at a very pivotal point in my journey. I don't want to talk about that necessarily on here, but it has a lot of meaning to me. And I just want to share it with you guys. I haven't named him, although I probably should, or her. I probably should. But anyway, this is my druzy skull quartz. And if I brought this into a grade school, I'd probably get kicked out. But that's why I'm showing it here on Psychic Radio, where it's probably welcome and not at the old elementary school. So anyway, here it is for you to admire. That's my show and tell for the day. Have a great day, guys. I'm kidding. Anyway, enough show and tell. Let's talk about shadow work. So shadow work is like a popular key term that you might have heard. You might be involved in some shadow work now. But basically, I believe it goes back to Carl Jung, the psychologist or psychotherapist. But basically, shadow, and it could go back even further than that, shadow work is when we work on the parts of ourselves that we deny and that we repress and that we don't really want to acknowledge. So your shadow is the quote-unquote ugly parts of you, the parts that you'd rather not face, the parts that you'd rather not deal with, the parts that you try and hide from the world and hide from yourself as well. And when you work on your shadow, it opens up all sorts of doors throughout your whole life, because what a lot of people don't realize is how much your shadow holds you back. It's like trying to keep it in this box, your shadow, the parts of you that you don't like. And you're like holding the box down, And like, it's coming out. Like, you can't contain your shadow. It's going to sabotage you if you don't deal with it. And that's what happens a lot, myself included. I've been on a long journey of shadow work and I'm still there. You're never going to be done until you're pushing up daisies. And maybe in the next life, there's an even bigger shadow. But anyway, yeah, your shadow is the parts of yourself that you deny and repress. And I've been doing a lot of shadow work readings lately for astrology. So I've been looking at people's birth charts and we're talking about their shadow within their astrology readings. And there's a number of different ways to go about this. I'm going to talk about some of the ways I go about this and also tell you that I am offering shadow work readings. If you're interested, visit my site, send me a message. I'd love to look at your shadow with you, help you deal with it. But anyway, so your shadow. One of the places I like to look for your shadow in your birth chart is Saturn. Saturn is infamous because it's the planet of limitations. It's a planet of structure. It's a planet of discipline. But when it comes to shadow, to me, it's the parts that we don't really like to deal with. It's kind of where we turn a blind eye to things. At least I do. But pretty much everyone I've dealt with does too with their charts as well. They like to turn a blind eye to their Saturn. So Saturn is the parts of us where we have a lot of karma from our past lives come in. But it's where we have a lot of lessons to deal with and a lot of structure to create, discipline to create. It's where our work is in this lifetime. So that's part of the shadow, is dealing with that work, dealing with the consequences of your Saturn and of your past lives. And it's not fun to deal with. And that's why, to me, it's part of the shadow, because we have a tendency to deny and repress it. So for example, we'll say you got Saturn in the first house. Your shadow is pretty much putting yourself out there, not putting yourself out there. A lot of times people, or most times people with Saturn in the first house, they're ashamed of who they are, either physically or their personality. So they hide. But part of the shadow with Saturn in the first house, for example, there's plenty of placements for Saturn, is learning to put yourself out there more and learning to be okay with your identity and your appearance and who you are. And when you do that, your shadow kind of starts to disappear or move somewhere else, perhaps. So Saturn in your birth chart is a good place to start to look for your shadow, one of the components of it. And shadow can be a bunch of different things. So we're going to talk about the rest of them. But anyway, to me, Saturn is definitely one of the big parts of your shadow, because it's where a lot of work is in your in this lifetime that you have to deal with, that we really don't want to have to deal with. So Saturn, part one. Okay. Part two, in my eyes, is your south node. So if anyone knows anything about astrology, your north node is like your north star. It's the direction your soul is trying to grow in this lifetime. It's what you're learning. It's, some people call it your life purpose or life direction. You can call it a bunch of different things. I think we all have different life purposes, or more than one. Anyway, your north node is how your soul is trying to grow in this lifetime. Your south node is the opposite, which is where you're coming from, your past life stuff, where your comfort zone is. So that's where part of the shadow is, in my opinion, is in the south node, in that this is what your soul is trying to move away from in this lifetime. So we're going to take myself, for example. My south node is in Scorpio. One of the things with the south node in Scorpio is self-sabotage. I have been known to sabotage myself more than once because it's my comfort zone. And I'm not saying it's right, wrong, good, or bad. I mean, it's not fun, but we all have our own things that we came to learn. And so self-sabotage is part of the shadow that I've had to deal with myself, and getting away from that, learning that it's okay to go the opposite way, which is stability, growth, peace, calm. That's a big part of the shadow that I've had to deal with. And you have a south node in your chart too. It's whatever the opposite of your north node is, that you have a shadow there as well that you've been dealing with and that you've been trying to get away from in this lifetime. So the south node, in my opinion, is one of the other places to find your shadow in your birth chart. All right. Chiron. Chiron is one of the next places I like to look for your shadow. Chiron is what's called the wounded healer in astrology. We all have a set of wounds. A lot of times one wound, our core wound, but there's a lot of related wounds that go along with that. So let's say your wound is tied to the third house. So siblings, neighbors, learning, thinking, communicating. They're all the same themes to these wounds. But anyway, with these wounds, we all get damaged. And then it's our job to learn to heal ourselves in these wounds. And when we heal our wounds the best we can, we become a healer ourselves. Anyway, a lot of times people don't want to look at their Chiron as part of their shadow because it hurts to look at that. That's where you were, quote unquote, damaged most in this lifetime. So it's hard for you to look at your wounds and face it. So let's say you had some abuse or something happen in this lifetime, which I know there's a lot of you out there that have, myself included. But anyway, you had some abuse that happened in this lifetime and it caused you a lot of pain and you bandaged up the best you could around it. But anyway, you have a tendency, a lot of people have a tendency to repress that pain, to not think about it, but then it becomes your shadow and it ends up sabotaging you unless you deal with it. So Chiron in your birth chart is another place to look for your shadow and to learn how you can deal with the parts of yourself that you repress, that you deny. It's one of the best places to look for your shadow, essentially. Finally, last but not least, we are going to talk about Lilith. Lilith in your chart is where you rebel. It's where you deny your sexuality. It's where you want to be different. That too can be considered your shadow. It's like the taboo things that maybe that you're into that you don't want to talk to other people about because of fear of judgment. So you repress, you deny them, you hide them. So we got Saturn, we got your south node, we got Chiron, and we have Lilith. And to me, I think, depending on the other astrologer, there's other astrologers, other opinions out there, I'm sure. But in my experience with doing hundreds, if not thousands of readings at this point, is that these are the four main components of your shadow. And when you deal with your shadow, it lightens your life up completely. Like, think about it like hauling around weights. You got a weighted backpack. You got weights in your boots. You got weights all over the place. That's your shadow because you're denying it and you're holding on to it. When you start to work with your shadow, you start to release those weights and life becomes easier. You vibrate higher because your weight isn't being held back by your shadow. So shadow work is extremely important for raising your vibration, creating more of what you want in life, because whether it's justified or not, those negative feelings from a core wound or abuse or whatever happens, they're negative thoughts. And the universe doesn't care if you're justified or not. It just hears negative thoughts, so it brings more negative thoughts. So when you deal with your shadow, you're dealing with a lot of that negativity. Anyway, that time went really fast. I didn't get to touch on everything I was going to talk about, but that's okay. Feel free, book a reading with me on my site, psychicastrologywi.com, if you want to talk about your shadow. I'd love to talk to you. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in, guys. It's been a wonderful day, and we will see you next week.